And now a mom writes another back-to-school note for her child.
Week one, and I'm already out of ideas? Why am I even writing a note? He's in first grade. By then, I had a job, I think. Okay, here goes. Dear Timmy, too babyish? I'll change that. I miss you so much. Wait, if I'm sad, why am I celebrating with wine at 7 a.m.? Let's fix that, too. Finally, love mommy. Mommy? I have an associate's degree. I'm more than a mommy. To whom it may concern, best wishes, sincerely, Pamela J. Smith, web developer. Perfect. What can I say? I'm a nurturer.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! I'm just joking around. Would you sell your sense of humor?
All right. So, okay, no, that's the radio.
Good morning.
Oh, no, it isn't.
I said morning.
This attitude of yours.
That's what happens on a Thursday.
I thought it might be nice to start the show with a special message.
You are very special.
It's showtime.
Yeah, I am very, very special. Hi there. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How do you get our live show and the feature channel on Alexa in real time? Well, you just simply enable the skill. You do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time you want to listen after that, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. Really easy. You can also find our podcast on Alexa. That is a repack of the live show. So at the end of the live show, we take all the segments and interviews and things that we did, and we repack it into a podcast that's available on demand. And you can go back and you can listen to pretty much every show that we've done in Purple Patootie. All right. And you can find that on the Alexa very, very simply by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You can also search the Mike Show VA on Apple and Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, pretty much everywhere you get your podcasts. And you can also just go to our website, Radio434.com, and click on the Mike Show channel, and there's a link to the podcasts there as well. And if that isn't enough for you, I mean, what else could we possibly do? Well, you can watch the show. It's on Facebook Live, and you can share it with your friends. And if you're a guest, we'll tag you. We'll put up your pertinent information and all that. So, you know, for future findings, if you're interested in being a guest to The Mike Show, hit us up at The Mike Show VA. All one word, no spaces, at The Mike Show VA. All right. Coming up on today's program, it's Theatre Thursday. And we also have Foster joining us from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. Lil D is supposed to be making her way in. We're going to be talking about To Kill a Mockingbird. That is at Commerce Street Theater opening up. And apparently, no one discussed the space issue on the couch. Yes, here, wait. Let me turn on the other camera here. Camera. Extra cam. Okay. And then, let's focus it on the couch. And then, here, right there. Okay, so this is the guest couch. If you frequented this program, if you watch this program, you have seen this couch. So, how many people did Desiree say will be here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. So, do you think 7 people can fit comfortably on that couch? And how many microphones do you see? That's three. All right, so 3 divided by 7. I might need to add another microphone. Who knows? But that's all coming up on today's program, The Mike Show. All right, of course, we're gonna get really, really smart with your five random facts. We're gonna get really, really dumb with stupid criminals. And I have, if you're a Gen Xer, I have some. Well, this could be potentially bad news. And I apologize in advance. Gen Xers, you have some rapidly changing molecules. Yeah. More specifically, rapidly changing age-related molecules.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe. So, you know, as it turns out, you might be getting old. So we're going to talk about that. And then our top list. Top signs you just turned 60. All right. That's good Lord. I got a couple years yet, but I'm staring down the barrel at that. All right. That and so much more on this edition of The Mike Show. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Sentra Health.
This is a care team at Sentra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Sentra because it's your life.
And we help you live it.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now, summertime tips from the elderly.
It's important during the summer to keep regular and hydrated. Which is why I always put some Fiber One in my Jack Daniels.
That was a summertime tip from the elderly.
Elderly? I mean, we're just talking 60. Actually, we're talking between the ages of 44 and 60. So, it feels like Gen X is becoming the forgotten generation because they're not usually brought up during the mudslinging between boomers, millennials, and Gen Zers. But as it turns out, they're preoccupied with getting old. I said, with the getting old. Oh. Yeah. According to a new study, and this is of people around the two ages of 44 and 60, they are experiencing rapidly changing age-related molecules. I said, yeah. In other words, feeling over the hill is now a 1-2 punch. Scientists at Stanford University tracked age-related changes in over 135,000 types of molecules and microbes from over 100 adults. They found that shifts in their numbers, increasing or decreasing, did not occur gradually over time, but clustered around these two ages. Not between the two ages, but around these two ages, 44 and 60. Okay, the focus on molecular change could offer future researchers a clue into the drivers of age-related diseases. But for now, they don't know what causes it. So what to do, or so what do these rapid molecular shifts do? What do they do? Well, at age 44, changes included those in molecules related to the metabolism of alcohol and lipids or fat. Okay, the metabolism? Is that the right word? Should we be using that? Here, wait. Okay. Is the process by which the body's cells convert food and drink through chemical reactions. Okay. Yeah, I guess metabolism is the correct word for that. All right, so at age 44, so that, you know, at 45, then I started to notice, anyway. So for age 60, here are the notable changes that were observed in molecules related to immune regulation, kidney function. I said kidney function.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
I know. And the metabolism of carbohydrates. And at each age, there were changes related to cardiovascular disease, the metabolism of coffee, or caffeine rather, plus skin and muscle. Man, oh man. I don't like this. All right, so am I saying the right word? I just want to make sure. Yeah.
Metabolism.
Yeah, I said that. I've been saying that, but it...
Metabolism.
Shut up. Anyway, so that brings us to our top list. So according to a new study, people who hit age 60 experience rapidly changing age-related molecules. Well, 44 as well. But wait, 60-year-olds, it gets better. Let's see what we mean with today's list. It's our top list today. Top other signs you just turned 60. All right. here we go. Number one. All your clothes say Kirkland Signature.
Yep.
Top other signs you just turned 60. You spend more time reading plaques. Yeah. You don't go anywhere without a tissue. Top other signs you just turned 60. You compare every actor to Gene Hackman. top other signs you just turned 60. You go to the mall just for exercise. You're on the phone longer with telemarketers. Yeah. Top other signs you just turned 60. You're agreeing with Sean Hannity. Yep. It's our top list today. Top other signs you just turned 60. You spend less time surfing porn and more time surfing 401k projections. Yep. Top other signs you just turned 60. Your steering wheel is getting harder to see over. Yep. You're losing a lot of shirts to soup stains. Soup stains. Top other signs you just turned 60. You play pickleball. And, no, that's it. You just play pickleball. Okay. The Mike Show. Hi. That is a little frightening, though.
Metabolism.
It is. I mean, because I'm actually now starting to look back. When I was in my mid 40s, though, I still felt like I was in my 20s. It only started when I turned 53. When I turned 53, that's when I started to notice things. I mean, yeah, I got fatter, and yeah, you know, if I drink beer, I drink beer. But anyway, the Mike Show. Hi there. Coming up, we got news and not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Oreo and Coca-Cola are collaborating on a chocolate soda with fizzy cookies. Also collaborating? Diabetes and heart disease. Harry and Meghan's chief of staff quit after only 3 months. That tells us it must be a lot of work to work for people who never work. Ben Affleck turns 52 today. He won't be spending it with his significant other because Matt Damon's out of town. North Korea will reopen limited international tourism by the end of this year. Their new slogan, "What happens in North Korea stays in North Korea. Or we block you from getting to the airport." This is not headline news.
No, it's not. And I don't have the music queued up. There we go. I got the music now. Hi there. So happy you could join us on this edition, on the Thursday edition of the program. Or as we like to call it round here, Friday Eve. All right. Being that it is Thursday, Here, let me pull up the graphic. We happen to have something really, really cool coming up tonight. It's at Three Roads. You can join us. Oh man, that's they changed the thing to the Summer Jam. That's pretty cool. Let me pull up the graphic for tonight though. All right, there it is. All right, here we go. Join us for our Mic'd Up pop-up concert series at Three Roads. It happens during happy hour, 5 to 7. Tonight, Chris Hammack is going to be joining us. Chris has a new CD out with a song that we're featuring right here on Radio 434 called Ghost. We're going to learn about Chris as a musician. We're going to learn, we're going to check out some of his music, some originals, some covers. And we're going to delve into learning more about Chris himself with our audience Q&A. Plus, we have prizes and giveaways and things. We've got the prize wheel, and it's a game we like to play called Prize or Nothing. That's all tonight, 5 to 7 at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. It is the Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series. All right. All right, so
I don't want to alarm
everyone. I don't want to alarm everybody. But at this point, is there anything that hasn't been leaked online? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if my third grade report card is floating around on the dark web. So there's supposedly been another massive data breach. This time, it involves everybody's, and I said everybody's, social security number and physical address.
No!
Yeah. A hacking group called USDOD. I guess now US is capitalized, the D's are capitalized, and the O.
No!
maybe that's it, US DOE!
No!
Claims to have stolen, this group claims to have stolen 2.7 billion billion records earlier this year from National Public Data, which provides personal information to employers, private investigators, and others doing background checks. That includes sensitive identification information for everyone. In the U.S., the U.K., and in Canada. Now, this group has tried selling it, and some of it may have been leaked.
No!
It's unclear how big of a threat it is. Officials are advising people to monitor their credit reports, manage their passwords effectively. Of course, that won't keep these third parties from coughing up your data. I mean, come on. Give me a break. Well, good luck financing anything. Good luck financing anything with my social security number. Man, oh man. Hi. Yeah, I accidentally hit the back button on this, and I should not have hit the back button. So, if I disappeared momentarily, it's okay. I'm back now. I think I'm back. Let's see, what else? Yeah, this is what I wanted to hit the back button on, was the story, so that I could pull up another story. So, they're not an advertiser. Maybe they really, really should be. Because I actually, out of all the fast serve places, and I'm not necessarily lumping Jersey Mike's into that, because Jersey Mike's is like a step above the fast serve. But if you're talking about like a McDonald's or a Wendy's or any of those guys, the Arby's, I really like the Taco Bell. I do. Well, anyway, they've announced they're bringing back one popular menu item from each decade, the 60s through the early 2000s. Don't get too excited. It's not happening everywhere. They're testing it at three locations in Southern California for now and looking into doing it nationwide later this year. Everything on the list costs $3 or less. Wait, not the right one. Here, $3 or less. Yeah. I remember back when I was younger, and especially, you know, when we were friends with somebody who could drive, because there was not a Taco Bell on every corner.
There just wasn't,
and not everybody that we were friends with had an automobile.
Automobile.
That's right. Yeah. So the closest Taco Bell to where we lived was in Monroeville, Pennsylvania. And so we would have to take a little road trip to Monroeville. But we would pull our money, and then we would also take orders from everybody else that wanted something from Taco Bell. And, you know, back in the day, I could take $10 there, and I could just get a bag full of tacos. It was just amazing. Well, anyway, so everything on the list costs $3 or less, and most of these haven't really been gone that long. But here are the five retro items that they're bringing back. From the 1960s, they're bringing the tostada. It's a crispy tortilla topped with beans, red sauce, lettuce, and cheese. It was on their original menu in 1962. Stayed there for half a century before they yanked it in 2020. From the 1970s, the green burrito, refried beans, onions, cheese, and green tomatillo sauce. It's a sauce. It's a green sauce. It's the only one on the list that's been gone for a while. It looks like it was discontinued sometime in the 1990s. From the 80s, the Mexi Melt. Fans have been howling since they pulled it in 2019. It's a soft taco with beef, pico de gallo, and a mix of three cheeses. From the 1990s, the Beef Gordita Supreme. Beef, cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, and sour cream wrapped in flatbread. It was also discontinued in 2019. You might remember the Taco Bell Chihuahua. Hawking them back in the day. And then from the early 2000s, the Caramel Apple Empanada. Another one pulled in 2019 and the only dessert item on the list. Taco Bell says the idea is meant for those who, quote, fondly remember these menu items and those who have yet to experience the delight. All right, there you go, Taco Bell. You got a free segment on this show. I really, really, really hope that when I come a-calling, you may actually advertise with us. All right, or at least give me some food. Coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. We're going to get really, really dumb with your stupid criminals in dot news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast. Now, I've got to, I have to be straight up and admit that my absolute positive favorite lunch is Jersey Mike's subs. My absolute positive favorite cheesesteak is Jersey Mike's subs. There was a place in Pennsylvania called Jimmy V's, and my friend Christian owned Jimmy V's, and that was an ode to his grandfather, who was Jimmy V, and he owned this place up there. Well, Christian opened up this restaurant. He named it Jimmy V's, and he made absolutely positively the best cheesesteak ever. Okay, but he priced himself out of business because he was so dedicated to the craft. He was so dedicated to the ingredients, and he just could not buy in bulk, or couldn't buy enough of the best ingredients. So he could and he couldn't price the sandwich accordingly. So unfortunately, Jimmy V's went out of business. But they were, for the longest time, my absolute favorite cheesesteak. Now, prior to Jimmy V's, there was a place down in Duck, North Carolina, on the Outer Banks, called Duck Deli. Duck Deli, up until Jimmy V's, was my favorite cheesesteak. And then something changed, and they changed owners or something. Or just Jimmy V's was just better. And so that became my number one, until Jersey Mike's. And I crap you not, okay? When I first went to Jersey Mike's, it was when we first built 93.7 KHF, we were looking for a lunch place. And the person that was working the reception desk at the time, I was like, "Hey, where's the nearest Subway or Sheetz or whatever? I just want to get a sub." And she goes, "No, you don't want Sheetz. You don't want Subway. You definitely want Jimmy V's. You definitely want Jersey Mike's. I did want Jimmy V's, but you definitely want Jersey Mike's." And I was like, "Jersey Mike's? I've never heard of Jersey Mike's." And so she goes, "Here, I'll take you to lunch." So we went to lunch, and immediately, now, do you remember back in the day when Subway, if you got a cheesesteak at Subway, they already had the meat that was cooked, and it was all like in that paper tin or that paper, the little thing, the container, and they would just pop it in the microwave and then they'd put it. I don't think they do that now, because I haven't been there in like maybe 10, 15 years. But one of the things that I noticed right off the bat about Jersey Mike's is their deli counter. It's a real deli counter, and the meat and the cheeses and all the stuff is really in there, and it's not just props. And they take it out and they slice it fresh, and then there's a freezer unit, and they take the meat for the cheesesteaks. And they take it right out of that, and they put it right on top the grill top, and they chop, and they add all the ingredients, and they chop it up fresh, and they put it on your sandwich, okay? And I loved that. I was like, "This is amazing. I hope it tastes as good as this place looks," and it did. So when I got that, I was like, "Yeah, yeah." I've had some that have come close, but never surpassed Jersey Mike's subs, and still to this day. And by the way, they became our first advertiser on 93.7 KHF, and they're still with us today on Radio 434. So thank you so much. We really, really appreciate it. Go and grab lunch from Jersey Mike's subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
K-H-F.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
wow,
I don't know, maybe, who knows. All right, here we go. Number one, Pokemon's Ash Ketchum didn't actually get to catch them all. Ash only caught 57 unique individual Pokemon over the course of the show, roughly 7% of the Pokemon available to him. If you count evolutions, then he's owned 98 Pokemon, a more respectable 12%. It's worth pointing out, over the course of the show, Ash's goal shifted from catching all the Pokemon to befriending them. Anyway, number two. The Michelin Man originally was drawn with a glass of champagne in his hand, and he was called the Road Drunkard. Good Lord. Number three. The U.S. Treasury's official name for the penny isn't penny. It's 1 cent piece. Okay. Number four. There have been 532 people on the FBI's 10 most wanted list. 494 of them. Sorry, math wouldn't work out. 494 of them have been caught. And then number five, children in Armenia are required to learn chess in school. It's the only country in the world where chess class is mandatory. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random facts. Yep, the Mike Show. Hi there. So happy you could join us. All right, coming up, we have sounds. We're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind, or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community. Three Roads Brewery.
Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition of the program. That means it's Theatray.
Thursday.
Thank you, Desiree. Lil D is off camera because we have such a full couch right over there.
Full couch.
And it is the cast and crew and director extraordinaire of To Kill a Mockingbird, and that is taking place at Commerce Street Theater. Hi, everybody. How you doing?
Hey.
Great.
All right. So, To Kill a Mockingbird is delves into some tough stuff. Let's talk about it, and let's talk about let's start with Bill and the director of this. Bill, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
It's so good to see you. And we finally got together.
That's right. On
this. So tell us about the play and this adaptation.
Well, as you know, as most people know, the novel To Kill a Mockingbird was written in 1960 by Harper Lee and was an immediate success. 2 years later, a movie was made of it that was also an immediate success. It deals with a lot of difficult things. It's set in the time and place where there was very little social justice, particularly for the black population. This is a time in Alabama when it was very difficult to win a case in favor of a black defendant. And so this novel is really about a lawyer, Atticus Finch, who knows that the case is going to not be able to be won. It's a case where a white woman has accused a black man of rape, and Atticus knows that it is not actually what happened. And so he defends this man. He knows he can't win, but he's a decent man. And I think this is what really interests me about the play, is that there are a lot of decent people in this town at a time when there are a lot of people who aren't particularly decent. And Atticus is not the only one. In fact, Linda Gentry is playing Calpurnia, who is also a decent person. The man that he defends, Tom, is a decent person. Maudie is a decent person. And we see all of this through the eyes of, in the novel, it's a 9-year-old girl. We're playing her more like 12, Scout, one of the great characters in literature. And we see this through her eyes as she gradually begins to realize the social injustice going on. That's what makes this play really interesting, is that we come to it through the eyes of the children.
And Rebecca, you play Scout.
Yes, I do.
And this is also not the first time that you've played opposite Ryan.
No, it's not.
Yeah, and he also played your dad at one point.
There's a theme going on around town recently.
I guess. So talk about the Scout character, and especially this adaptation of the Scout character.
So, as I'm playing Scout, I think she's a very inquisitive character. She's likes to stand up for what's right. She thinks her father is not really, a good father kind of thing. He's not strong or anything like that. And I think throughout the play, she realizes that he's very...
Scout kind of realizes Atticus does not fight battles in an incredibly loud way like we consider heroes to do. He has a quiet confidence. And Scout kind of realizes that through the novel, through the play. And she grows into what she understands to be right and realizes that you don't always have to fight your battles with a loud voice and fist pounding.
Well, Rebecca, what was one of the more difficult parts to this particular role?
Maybe the accent. Okay. The accent was very hard because it's not country. It's also not American. But it's like it's kind of like Alabama, so it's like kind of a mixture, I think, and you have to get some of the words right, and like it's just very odd and hard, but I really like it.
So what have you been doing to really learn the dialect?
So I was watching the movie.
Okay.
I looked over notes. Read the script a bunch and make sure to go over words over and over again and say them out loud and make sure it sounds right.
Nice. So.
She also looked very hard at the IPA that Bill sent us. Bill wrote out for us.
Nice. So, Linda, what is your role? Linda Gentry, Mike McKendry. Damn glad to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Mike.
Yeah.
Nice.
You guys don't know each other?
No, we've never met.
Oh, yes, we have. On many occasions. Damn glad to meet you. So what is your role?
I am Calpurnia. I am Mr. Finch's housekeeper, and I pretty much take care of his children.
Okay.
Her older brother, Jim, and herself. And there's a little kid who comes into town for the summer who's also part of the click there.
And what was one of the most difficult parts of this role for you?
Not being able to wear my jewelry.
Okay. Thank
I've
you, Linda.
I had to totally take off all my jewelry.
But let me tell you though, Linda's hardly acting up there. She's just basically herself up there.
Of course.
And she's fabulous.
Thank you. No, I think the hardest part right now for me is what they've already said, it's trying to learn how to, those accents. Mm-hmm. It's really, really hard, and I hope I'm doing this character justice, but every now and then I know I'll slip out of that accent and just talk like I normally talk. I try really hard not to. But we're having such fun. It's a fabulous cast. A lot of the people I've worked with before, and we're having a good time.
Nice. Well, Ryan, tell us about your character, and tell us, again, along the same lines, what are some of the more difficult parts of this character for you? And then we'll talk to Desiree about that as well.
I'm here.
You see, she is here, even though she's not on the couch.
So I'm playing Atticus Finch, and what Rebecca said, the accent can be kind of difficult. It was even a bit more difficult for me because I was, by orders by Bill, I was just supposed to have a touch of Alabama. And when Atticus is in the courtroom, it really goes away. It's far more formal, so that because he's a very articulate man. And then when he's out of the courtroom, there's that touch of Alabama because he is from there. But the hardest part for me is this is my first Commerce Street show.
Okay.
And this is the first time that I've really had to pay attention to acting in a 360 manner,
oh,
as
wow,
opposed
yeah.
to a proscenium, you know? And yeah. I can't tell you, our assistant director, Chris Evans, how many times he had to tell me, diagonals, diagonals, where are you looking? Diagonals, you know? In proscenium, you don't face people, you know, face to face. But here, you often do in some kind of diagonal form, and it took me a while to get that into my own brain.
And how's that coming along, Bill?
I think it's coming along very well. This is an extraordinarily gifted cast, and I think that that people will be as interested in seeing the level of acting as they are in the level of the story, how well the story is written. It's a it's a lovely thing to watch all these people doing such a good job.
Desiree, what is your role in this performance?
I play Stephanie Crawford, who is the town... How do I put it nicely? She's the town busybody.
Okay.
The gossip.
Yes. You know. I was trying to avoid the word, but there's no avoiding it.
So not really a big stretch for you.
Oh, please. Just because I'm on the radio with you does not mean, talk a lot, doesn't make me a gossip.
Okay, fine. You're not a gossip at all.
No. The difference is she doesn't have, you know, most people have got one or two people in their lives that they share everything with, sure. right? And, you know, like usually it's like a significant other and then like their best friend, like that's the person they go to and are uninhibited with when it comes to speaking about things. Mm-hmm. Stephanie doesn't have that. So I think she makes up for it in speaking to everybody.
Gotcha.
About everything.
Okay. All right. In all seriousness, what was the biggest stretch for you?
You know, it never feels good to have to talk to a child. Like at the very end, I've got to speak to a child in a not warm way. That's not a lot of fun. And just being an unpleasant person, I think. I mean, she's not very pleasant. I wouldn't call her pleasant. No. So, yeah.
All right.
She's not making anyone feel warm and fuzzy.
I usually ask this of everybody, and we can continue to talk about the play and how it unfolds. We can talk about that. But I want to learn about you guys. And let's start with Ryan. Ryan, what is one of your favorite roles so far that you've ever played?
Well, one of the stretches of doing Mockingbird is I'm a musician, I'm a singer, so I usually do musicals and operas and whatnot. I usually rely on my singing voice, and this is only the second straight play that I've done, and this is certainly the largest dramatic role that I've had, and it's been very nerve-wracking because it's such an iconic role.
Yeah.
Atticus being a hero of American literature. And so that itself has been a real growing, it's helped me grow quite a bit as an artist, not just a performer, but I've had to really think about what Atticus thinks. And then when rehearsal is over, I begin to think about the social implications of today. And I've had conversations with some of my castmates and my friends of how things are both different now in 2024, but how some things are kind of the same, but with a new paint job.
Yeah,
and it's been a thought-provoking experience, and I think that some people who might not even have read Mockingbird or seen the movie or seen the play will leave with some questions and thoughts and maybe some new perspectives on a variety of social subjects.
Absolutely. And Bill, have you ever thought of adding a musical number to this?
Yes, the Hawaiian number that I have in my mind, where everybody wears a pineapple costume and tap dances up the stairs while the stairs light up.
I don't think
very appropriate for the show. Yeah. The way it's
excited. She's in.
On second thought, I don't think that will work.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So Bill, let's throw that idea just right out the door. Linda, what is one of your favorite roles to have played? Let's go from there.
Okay, Mike, you know, I'm not an actress. I'm usually backstage, creeping around in the dark. And I love that part.
Whether they invited you or not.
Yeah, just peeping from behind the curtain.
Yeah.
But I do step out occasionally from behind the curtain. I've played... my friend Jennifer Petticolas wrote a piece about Trayvon Martin and Emmett Till.
Yeah.
And I portray Trayvon Martin's mother.
Okay.
And I tell that story. And I think that's probably high on my list of roles that I have portrayed.
What's a role that you haven't played that you would aspire to? What's something you would really love to play?
She says she's retiring.
Yeah,
as Daniel Day-Lewis
again.
Okay, fine.
This is the fifth time.
Really, honestly, this me being here is a fluke.
Okay.
It really, really is. I just happened to come to the theater to support someone and ended up in a play.
Well, that's fantastic.
A fluke everyone's happy about.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I'm thoroughly enjoying it. And I have to say, this gentleman right here is amazing. Every night he just, I have to watch him and I'm sitting there literally in awe.
Yeah.
Because he's fabulous as a director. And Chris is, I'm just, the two of them together, I call them a dynamic duo.
Nice.
Because they've done a great job of pulling this all together. Mm-hmm.
Well, Rebecca, what's one of your favorite roles, and what's something that you haven't played yet but would aspire to?
I actually have three favorite roles.
Okay.
Okay, so Annie and Annie Warbucks, Bruce and Matilda, and this is probably going to be one of my top ones.
Okay, nice.
So,
and what's something you haven't played yet but you would really love to?
I have two. Lydia Dietz and Beetlejuice.
Nice.
And Sally and Charlie Brown.
Very cool. All right. And Bill, what's something you haven't done yet and would love to do?
I have never directed Hamlet. And I would love to do Hamlet someday.
Okay. So will there be a Hawaiian-themed musical number?
Well, of course.
Yes. And,
I put the Hawaiian number in every
And the light upstairs. Everything.
Yeah, that would be, tap dance.
That would be awesome. That'd be incredible. And Desiree, what's here? Yeah, I know you're here. What is one of your favorite roles that you've played, and what's something that you would aspire to play?
We've talked about. I feel like this need to come. I know it's like so many. I need to come. I can't come up with a new answer because
it's the same answer.
You know, it's really really a tie between Elvira in Blythe's Spirit last year and Einstein in Arsenic and Old Lace, which Bill also directed.
Nice.
Just because they're both villains, and it's so much fun to play a villain. And and Einstein was particularly fun because that was written as a male and also written very differently than I played it. So getting to reimagine a character that a lot of people are familiar with is one way, and do it, you know, completely the opposite's a lot of fun.
Sure. Well, what's something that you haven't played yet but you would really love to?
Same answer as always. Before I age out of it, I want to do Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. Okay. I've never done that.
All right. I think you got some time.
I hope.
It is To Kill a Mockingbird, and this opens up when, guys?
Tomorrow.
That would be tomorrow, August 16th.
Wow. Already?
Through August 31st.
Okay.
This is an unfortunate but also a good thing. We are sold out this opening weekend.
Wow. Fantastic.
So if you want to come see it, you'll have to wait at least a week.
Okay.
And get your tickets now.
Yeah. And that is a very, very good point, because tickets do go fast here. Pretty much every performance does sell out. This is not the largest theater, although surprisingly, there are about 90 some seats and maybe a few more added throughout the performances. But you need to get your tickets ahead of time and get them now. Go to Commerce Street Theater, spelled theater.org. You can purchase your tickets right online and check out this amazing, amazing performance. August 16th, which is sold out. The 17th?
Sold out.
17th is sold out?
17th
weekend,
sold out.
Yep.
Okay. 23rd?
Probably getting close to it.
Okay. 23rd, 25th, 29th, 31st. Check it out. CommerceStreetTheater.org. Folks, thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank
you. I really appreciate you spending some time, and we'll check out your performance. Looking forward to this. Thank you, Dee.
Thank you, Mike.
No, thank you. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep. I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Okie dokie, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. All right, apparently Gen Z are buying vintage cassette tapes, but they don't really know how to play them. Hey Alexa, how do I play a cassette tape?
Oh no, not another person from Gen Z trying to operate vintage audio equipment. Last week it was a compact disc player. The week before it was a landline rotary telephone. Okay, here you go. First try and figure it out by yourself. This will give the boomers and Generation X a good laugh. Next, ask them to drive you to Radio Shack at the mall. While you're there, stop by for an Orange Julius. Don't forget to buy some spandex at the Limited. Anyone at the mall will be able to show you how to play the cassette tape. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can even go for a ride in a DeLorean. Was this helpful?
Yes, it was extremely helpful. All right, so today, it's No SpongeBob Day. This holiday was first celebrated in SpongeBob SquarePants when all of Bikini Bottom goes to a secret party spot, leaving SpongeBob at home. Since then, it's been adopted by fans everywhere as an excuse to throw their own secret parties and celebrate without any obligations or commitments. So, with that, let's go under the sea and check in on SpongeBob.
They don't want to be
Mr. Krabs
under the sea.
Patrick?
With SpongeBob SquarePants today.
He's gone too.
They're gone from home and left SpongeBob alone. 'Cause they're tired of his laugh and how he plays. Patrick Squidward and Gary too.
Gary?
Bikini Bottom doesn't miss you.
Gary!
So go out and play without SpongeBob today before going back to school gets underway.
Everybody's gone!
I'm sorry. I love SpongeBob. Maybe it's... Wait, does that make me a stoner? I don't know. Well, that doesn't make me a stoner. But anyway, there are a million of these videos online, but another fake snake... Another fake snake. Take two. Another fake snake golf prank video is blowing up online. Someone attached a fake snake to their friend's leg. He panicked, started running. Here, listen to this.
Including people who have a dead tree and let it fall on a neighbor's car.
Look at that.
Yeah. Gary's fake.
Gary's fake.
I'm sorry.
I don't like snakes.
Oh, I didn't know.
He slammed his body right into his golf cart. Too bad. Poor guy. I was trying to say poor guy and too bad at the same time. A high school basketball coach from Maine may have broken a Guinness World Record by sinking 1,134 three-pointers in 1 hour. Here is Ryan Martin talking about his world record.
We were just shooting around, really just messing around in the gym, and I made 104 threes in a row, which was, from what I know, the most I've ever made in a row. And then he's the one who said, you should start going for some shooting world records. I kind of looked into it as training for a marathon. Nick and I made a chart of how I wanted to pace myself through the entire hour.
All right. Speaking of Guinness World Records, a gamer from Saudi Arabia has earned a Guinness World Record for most gaming consoles hooked up to one TV. Here is Ibrahim Al-Nassar of Riyadh talking about what led him to connect 444 gaming systems to one television.
After a while, I noticed that I have a big stack of gaming consoles that I couldn't play. The TV ports are limited, and if I want to play, either I unplug the existing consoles, or I will keep everything and add more switchers and, of course, more converters as well. By adding more switchers, the idea came to my mind. I will connect all the gaming consoles I have to the TV.
Okay, well, there you go. 444 all in all. Skip that. That. I guess we're going to a comedian. Here we go. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Since it's National Relaxation Day, is it really? I don't feel relaxed. Here's comedian Nick DiPaolo. How do you pronounce his name? Good Lord, now I gotta look this up. I always botch these. Pronounce Nick DiPaolo.
Nick DiPaolo.
DiPaolo?
Nick DiPaolo.
That's not the way it reads, but...
Nick DiPaolo.
All right, she's irritated. All right, Nick DiPaolo on why he can't relax. Why?
You guys, you go on vacation to get peace of mind, don't you? That's why I go. Does it ever work out that way? I'm trying to take a nap at the pool and the Cretan family shows up with 14 kids, ages 2 to 3. For the next 6 hours, I have to listen to Marco Polo, Marco Polo, Marco Polo, Marco Polo, Marco Polo. I jump in the pool. Can you teach me to play? Drown 3 of the little kids, you know? 2 minutes later here, Marco. Hey, where's Billy? He's in the deep end taking a nap. Leave him alone. Like I'm trying to. I met some girls from Europe at the pool. I could tell they're from Europe because they didn't shave their bikini line. That's not a pretty sight on a woman, is it? This one lady looked like she had buckwheat in a scissors lock. Somebody lost a toupee. It's in her shorts.
All right. That's your audio vault for today. Good Lord. Reach over here. Lovingly grab the handle and go ahead. Give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right. Coming up. What are we going to do? Oh, yeah. We're going to get even more stupider with your stupid criminals in the news. And then we have a good news story for you. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
All right, now it's time. Oh, yeah, it's time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. A 48-year-old man in Iowa named David Carpenter was arrested for attempted murder.
He was arrested for attempted murder.
After he shot his father in the face late Sunday night. Thankfully, his dad is expected to make it. At the hospital, the father told police that he and his son were arguing about David's stinky feet before the shooting. And David backed that up. David said he was in the living room with his father, who was in a motorized scooter, and his father accused him of having stinky feet. That ignited a larger heated argument, and at some point, David went to another room, got a gun, came back, pointed it at his father's face, but he said he accidentally pulled the trigger. David was also charged with child endangerment because there were two children younger than 14 in the home at the time. Good Lord. And then an 8-year-old girl used a bat against a robber who was armed with a gun that was attacking her dad at his liquor store. Here is Conchobar Morel and his daughter talking about what had happened.
I tried to talk to him and say, you know what? I got my daughter here. Can you just please put the gun down, move it away from her? I will give you everything. Take everything. I'm a dad. I'm not going to be let that happen.
I'm coming to the rescue.
So I'm so proud of her. So she's so strong. That day I would say I just want to cry when I see the video because I was like, I don't expect she do that.
And there you go. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A father and his young son won an annual treasure hunt in Utah, finding $25,000 hidden under a rock. It's been going on since June. New clues get released each week. Here are Damon and Ty Johnson talking about finding the treasure and the creators of the hunt, talking about how they feel.
It still feels like a dream.
They had posted a picture of the rock when we came around a bush when we were looking for it, and I saw the rock.
We're always excited to meet the treasure hunters and to have a resolution of the hunt. It's exciting to meet the family that found the treasure and to know that it got solved and how it got solved, and there's a resolution and ending to it.
All right, and there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. And also, you can visit HillCitySlide.com. Yep, it is coming to Lynchburg, downtown on Church Street on August 24th and August 25th between 12th and Washington. A 700-some-foot water slide. You can get your tickets now by visiting hillcityslide.com, and it is a fundraiser for the United Way of Central Virginia. You can reserve your time slot, get your tickets, visit hillcityslide.com, and while you're there, on the 24th, Saturday, August 24th, is Summer Jam at Three Roads, one block up, right up the hill. And admission is free for that, so come on up. And if you have a wristband from Hill City Slide, you'll get dollar off drafts at Three Roads for our fourth anniversary party. We've got three great bands. It's all outdoors, plus we've got vendors. We got food trucks, all kinds of great stuff going on right up the hill from Hill City Slide. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye. Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?